Good morning. It's Monday, June 15th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Musician Skinny Hightower created the song Summer Anthem in just one day. We'll hear how after the news. Sedgwick County is looking to hire more than 200 election workers ahead of the August 4th primary election. KMUW's Anavi Prakash reports.
Election workers guide voters through the voting process, including checking them in and showing them how to use the voting machines. Workers must be registered voters or 16 or 17-year-olds eligible to vote aside from their age. Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says each polling site typically has 8 election workers. If the county can't hire enough workers, Rainwater says,
"We're not going to close any site, but there will be fewer election workers, and it's hard on them when a site is understaffed. And it's hard on voters because they have to stand in line longer."
The workers will help staff 10 new polling places across the county. For KMUW News, I'm Anavi Prakash.
A new report shows that 1 in 4 Sedgwick County households do not make enough to afford household basics. KMUW's Meg Britton-Mellish has more.
About 53,000 households in Sedgwick County made too much money to qualify for federal poverty assistance, but too little to afford basics like housing, health care, and child care in 2024. That's the findings of a new United Way report on ALICE, or people who are asset limited, income constrained, and employed. Pete Nahara of United Way of the Plains says the report doesn't yet capture the impact of high gas prices.
I'm nervous about what really the current state says about ALICE families and what the numbers are going to say next year. It's why we need to take action now before it becomes too late.
Nahara says increasing affordable housing and offering more daycare will temper the biggest strains on household budgets. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton-Mellish.
There's been a lot of debate on whether Kansas got a good deal when it convinced the Chiefs to move away from Missouri. The topic has even come up on the campaign trail. The Democratic candidate, endorsed by Governor Laura Kelly, State Senator Ethan Corson, says the economic impact will be a victory for Kansas City, Kansas.
It is going to be $1 billion a year in new economic activity in that area. It is going to be 4,000 permanent jobs created.
But another Democratic candidate, State Senator Cindy Holscher, still has some concerns. She says the move is a gamble and that she would have preferred more incentives for local businesses, not just corporate chains. The other Democrat running for governor, Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoug, called the incentives a key tool to grow Kansas business. This summer, Wichita Public Schools will host a school tour every Tuesday to highlight needs at various buildings in the district. The tours will take place ahead of the November election, in which the district will ask voters to approve up to $650 million in bonds. Each tour will be held at 4:30 p.m. The first one is Tuesday, June 16th, at Truesdale Middle School. A full list of tours is at wpsbond.org. Community members are also asked to RSVP at that site. As summer temperatures begin to climb across much of Kansas, health officials are reminding people to take precautions to avoid heat-related illnesses. The American Red Cross says a crucial step is to stay hydrated, especially during periods of extreme heat and humidity. Anyone working outside should take extra precautions to prevent heat exhaustion or heat stroke. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. People should also be aware of the warning signs of heat-related illness, including excessive sweating, clammy skin, dizziness, and nausea. Call 911 immediately if those symptoms occur. Downtown Wichita is celebrating America's 250th birthday with a patriotic window decorating contest. The organization has urged downtown businesses to transform their storefronts in celebration of the big anniversary. Soon, members of the public will be able to vote for their favorites. From June 28th through July 11th, people are invited to vote on their favorite displays. The top three will win cash prizes of up to $500. The winners will be announced July 13th at downtownwichita.org and the Downtown Wichita social media channels. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. The first day of summer is around the corner, and instrumentalist Skinny Hightower is ready for it. The Billboard chart-topping jazz artist is releasing a new song called Summer Anthem, which he created in just one day. On this edition of In the Mix, Carla Eccles spent time in Hightower's Wichita studio to watch the magic unfold.
So what are we doing today?
So I want to really just create a song, and I try not to do narratives too much, but I really want this to be a summertime feel-good, roller skating, you know, dancing, kind of old school, funky song. So I want to try something that'll get people moving, see what happens.
Skinny, I gotta tell you, I am in heaven right now. This is just so amazing. I mean, I absolutely love it. Right. So how'd you just come up with what you just did, the chords there?
I could hear it in my head. There's a bass line that comes with it. It'll all glue together once I play that bass line. But I heard that chord structure in my head, and it's just a matter of putting it down. I'm going to keep as much of that as possible.
When you say keep as much as that as possible, what do you mean?
So we, as humans, we make mistakes. And like I'm going off the top of my head, really. I'm not going to be doing a whole bunch of takes, because if you do that, I feel like you lose the authenticity. I will do takes if I need to, but I want to keep this rolling as much as possible, because that's it adds I call it feel. It's the groove plus time plus the human element equals feel. And you don't want to remove any of those elements, or otherwise you lose the feel.
I love it.
Okay, we're getting somewhere. I can hear stuff that needs to be added. This is going to sound crazy, but I might go upstairs and get a coffee cup. And a coffee cup, the handle, if you hit it the right way with the right tool, oh man, it makes an amazing percussive instrument.
That was just the right accent, you know, just the right enhancement.
Yeah, it's different. It felt like it needed it, and I think that actually did it. Wow. So let's see what it sounds like with everything.
Thank you so much, Skinny. This has been an amazing opportunity. I'm just so thrilled to be in your studio today.
Oh, thank you. The pleasure is mine. Like, I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. Have a good weekend. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
You've probably heard a lot about KMUW's Pint Nights over the past year. This June, we're switching it up a little. We're hosting an event just for you early birds. Join us for the Morning Edition Meetup, Tuesday, June 16th. It's from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at Reverie Coffee Roasters. Great coffee, great conversation, no agenda.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.